Good morning. These are your local headlines from the San Diego Union-Tribune. I'm David Clary, and today is Thursday, September 14th. Sewage from Tijuana will continue to foul South County beaches unchecked for at least a year before repairs can be made to an aging federal wastewater treatment plant at the U.S.-Mexico border, officials with a binational agency that operates the facility said Wednesday. The cost to complete full repairs and expand the system has ballooned from $600 million to $900 million, they said. San Diego officials are revealing details about how they plan to crack down on sidewalk vendors who are using dubious free speech claims to skirt city restrictions and continue operating in parts of Balboa Park and along the coast. The mayor said the amended ordinance will clearly define the difference between vending, which is commercial activity, and free speech, which should be limited to political and religious activity. After twice being amended in the wake of opposition from law enforcement groups, a bill aimed at reducing the number of people who die in California jails passed the legislature and is headed to the governor's desk. The bill, introduced by Senator Tony Atkins, a San Diego Democrat, is in response to the escalating death rate in San Diego County jails. You can find more news online at sandiegouniontribune.com. Thanks for listening.